Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
Voters all over the Bay Area will turn in their ballots or head to the polls, considering a host of issues today. Many are unique to specific towns or taxing districts, but there are some common bonds. And in San Francisco, where the mayor's race has grabbed most of the headlines, voters will also consider other important races and ballot measures. KQED News editor Dan Brecky discussed this with me yesterday. I began by asking him about parcel taxes. Some cities will consider new measures today, 1 year after a number of parcel taxes narrowly failed.
Well, remember that with parcel taxes, there is a huge threshold to get across. They have to win two-thirds. Last year, there was sort of a break in the Bay Area and the rest of the state where most of these parcel taxes were running into the harsh reality of governments running out of money and people running out of money. So most of them failed. There are only a few of them on the ballot this time. I would say that's probably because of a little bit of parcel tax fatigue. What you're seeing instead are bond measures, which have a lower threshold. They only need 55%. And then some special taxes like business taxes or hotel occupancy taxes, which only need a majority to win.
In the South Bay, there are also a number of ballot items, particularly a few in Palo Alto that may be worthwhile.
Palo Alto has a couple of interesting issues there. One is about ending binding arbitration for public safety workers, both police and firefighters. This is put into place because they are not unionized, and under the law down there, they cannot be unionized. So binding arbitration gives them a way of sort of sealing a deal. Some in the city think that's too expensive, and the city is not getting a good deal for that. The other thing on the ballot is taking 10 acres for one of the parks down there that was reclaimed land and turning that into a composting center. Everybody wants a composting room because we're trying to divert less material into landfills, and so people are being asked to give up a slice of a park down there to accommodate that.
Back in San Francisco, pensions are on the ballot once again. That became a big deal when the public defender Jeff Adachi tried to put forth Measure B. That failed. He says he's learned the lessons from Measure B last time and wants to try it again this time. Now there are two competing measures on San Francisco's ballot?
That's right. Adachi is back with a pretty much straight version of what he put in last time, and then Mayor Ed Lee is behind another one. So the Lee's measure is Measure C, and Adachi's is Measure D. This is going to be widely watched because many cities in the state are facing this issue.
KQED News editor Dan Brecky, I know you'll be working on tonight's electoral coverage, just in San Francisco, but all over the Bay Area. So we'll tune in tonight for that and also look forward to at least some of the results tomorrow morning. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, Josh.
I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.